Okay, any question? Then answer my question.
Where are we?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I could just ask.
I just start from the beginning. Right from the beginning, yeah. At the beginning, the guy who was a professional teacher and he was a philosopher and very famous guy, having a normal life, and he was around mid-age crisis, 40 years old, the miracle happens. And a stranger will change him. He will spend the rest of his life doing this. Why? He said it very loud and clear. He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was lost. There was no one. Then I realized what love means, and I became the happiest guy. So he is trying to explain to other people that there is only one thing, just one. And all the people, mainly they think they know it. And majority, they don't. That's what love is. We mistake love with what? With being pleased, needing something, wanting something, being happy of having something, and all of that, which are all nonsenses, because they exist in the animals. The animals will do the same. Do they understand love? They said love is very difficult to really to get. Why? Because it's not the subject of understanding. You cannot understand it. It's something else. He didn't have an application and letting PhDs in his class. The next one to that Shams is an illiterate guy in his place. Because here we are not talking about logic. The name of this school of thought is Beyond the Logic. Because logically you are taker. Here you should become giver, not taker. What is the main mistake about love? You tell me. The general mistake is every single fellow wants to be loved. Because it's beneficial. Oh, I like to be loved with everyone, so they are like my slave. I'll be the king. That's the silly stuff. In this school of thought, you will learn that love. There is only one subject for love. Is the essence of goodness. Is heart. Is just. Justice. Something. A quality. And everybody should fall in love with that. Yeah. Don't wish to be loved. Wish to be a lover. Because that's what it is all about. Right. He tried to explain it in 6 books. Because this is that 7th step of improving yourself. The first one doesn't have a class. So the 6 books are explaining the subject. The first book was about love. And mainly he was explaining what love is not. love is what? I said, love is another kind of thinking. It's a very special bird in you, which gives no damn about you and your business and whatever. What is the wish of that bird in you, the bird of love?
To be free,
to come out, to join the other birds, to join the thinking of love. That's what it is. It wants to get out of the merchant, because the merchant has it there, right? In book 2, he explained what this ideology is all about. It started first. You, personally, you go to the sky. You go to the highest level. So what? There is no value in that. If you go to the higher level, you learn something, you bring it back to share it. That's what we are talking about. Do you remember the opening stuff of book 2, which is this knowledge? You should remember always, because it's a long paragraph with 3 things, right? The first one was that, okay, I explained whatever you could hear. Now you should participate. You should suck for the milk. It's not the blood relation. And look at this, Asamuddin went to the highest level, but so what? When he came back, the flower of Masnavi is started. And what is all this about? First, who is your enemy? Do this, always. Your enemy is yourself. This universe, if this universe is your enemy, you're finished. This universe wants you, helps you, and you're here. The enemy is the ego. That ego should be burned. That's how we go in the fire to purify ourselves. Right? And he said, what this purification means. First of all, forget whatever you know. Because that's the source of your arrogance. Here, this is in no way of thought and you know nothing about it. So forget this. Right? Remember? Secondly, do you remember the second, the third? He started to say what you should not do, what you should not do, and where this knowledge is coming from. This has a source which is magical. Nobody knows. No one ever even tried to explain why Romeo fell in love with Juliet. Why? No one knows, there is no why, there is no reasoning. We told you this is beyond the logic. There is just feeling. It's like what? We always compare it to beauty. Music. What is the music of Mozart? No one knows. But we know it exists, it's there, right? So there is this beautification, like a movement coming on. We see all these changes and we should go with these changes. How? In book 3 he explained it. What should you do? What you should not. You should not follow everyone. Logical. What we are talking, we are not talking crazy. There is logic in it. But there is beyond the logic. There is that point that we understand. So we have to be careful, do this and that and that and that. Now we are in book 4, which is unification, coming together. Let's go back. The beginning of book 2 is that, remember, the opening, not the verses. Remember, in this universe, everything has a size, a dimension. except the other stuff we are talking about. There is no dimension here. Could you say I am 55% in love? There is no even 99%, there is no percentage. Because there is no quantities, it's a quality. So, okay, let's understand that quality. Somebody, remember that verse at the beginning, which is not Masnavi, it's at the opening of book two. One verse, very simple. Somebody asked me, what is love? I said, when you became we, you will understand it. As long as you're I, forget it. Why? What is the idea of I? Logic, yeah. Which divides the existence, the universe, to two pieces. One is me, one is the rest. What a silly comparison even. And this one thinks, really there is one me and there is the rest of the universe. Oh, maybe 2,000 years ago, yes, we could think like that. But now we know that. There is no me and the rest of the universe. There is no limit, separation. I'm mixed with this universe. The air is in me. Is it me? No. Could I empty it and relax? No, I'll die. I need it. That's how it is. My cells are dropping and everything is coming out from my skin. That's how it is. And forget about that me, which is the animal. Here we are not talking about the animal part. About the animal part at the university, scientifically, they explain to you. Here we are talking about the other one, which is no animal. Do you know this stuff I'm talking about? Yeah, you call it personality. What is personality? Personality is something I learned from we. Culture. Culture is not me. It's given to me, thank you very much. And I have to give it back. That's how it works, right? I said, okay, let's talk about this coming together. When I say coming together, maybe you think about, oh yeah, let's join the tea party. Let's have this gathering. And what are we talking about here, the subject? You. That's what the subject here is. So, coming together, unification, means what? Means calling other people? No, it's you. Coming together with you, because you are not one. You are at least two. And that's the story of this book. We talk about that two sides of the coin of the human being. One side is the arrogance, fellowship. So there is, so there is, so there is, so there is.